All right, everybody, we have an absolutely wild story developing after the DOJ has just arrested an active duty soldier in the U.S. Army stationed at Fort Bragg over allegations that this person placed a $30,000 polymarket bet on their own operation to capture Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela before it happened. This U.S. active duty soldier placed the bet on his own operation, then reaped in $400,000 due to the insider information that he had. This is the exact type of stuff that we've been warning about, coming from politicians or businessmen. I honestly wasn't even thinking of the military in this regard or at this level, but Lord have mercy, we are seeing rigging and we are seeing insider trading at a level never seen before. I've honestly heard reports that half of the information going around on Twitter about the Iranian war is all intentionally fake news in order to stir up these betting markets. So people are pumping, people are dumping and scamming each other. But if there's one institution that should have some morals or some sanctity left in them, it should be the military. If the military is insider trading and losing all of their norms, their morals, their guidance, their clarity, then we have hit a new low in America. And just think about this. When Donald Trump himself is running massive crypto schemes, scamming the American people, opening World Liberty Financial, and then freezing the assets of people who invest in that so they can keep the money, when the president is leading by example with corruption, you're going to see the rest of the country begin to follow suit. This is a point that I make all the time on the Adam Mockler Show. The behavior happening at the top trickles down to the bottom. When we have a morally corrupt leader like Donald Trump at the very, very, very top, when he's saying heinous things, making fun of other people after they die, that is going to trickle down to the Republican Party. The same exact thing with corruption. When Donald Trump is uniquely corrupt, more so than any other president, and we see the people around him acting uniquely corrupt. Let's say Kristi Noem, let's say Stephen Miller, Tom Homan is a great example. He got $50,000 in a kava bag. All of this corruption around Trump models for the American people that there is a level of corruption they can engage in as well. Some Americans have even gotten it in their head that Trump will pardon them if they engage in corruption. Like that one 22-year-old Doge worker who thought that if he stole data from the Social Security Administration and gave it to an election fraud organization, that he would get a pardon from Trump. So it's all bizarre, all a mess. And I want to dig in to this polymarket active trader story, insider trader story, but it's very, very important to point out. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance were making bizarre comments about insider trading like an hour before this dropped. Now, reporters were asking them, hey, what do you think about all of these reports that there are bets being placed on the Iran conflict? What's happening there? Trump gives an awful, awful answer, but then J.D. Vance pops in with a joke and says, you know, we'll figure it out when Marco Rubio has his bet placed on Polymarket. So wait a minute. 2 hours before we get an article about insider trading and we get a whole report from the DOJ about insider trading, the Vice President of the United States is making jokes about Polymarket, and the President of the United States is making not jokes, but, you know, flippant remarks about insider trading not really being a big deal. Let's start off here. Bill Malusian points out, breaking. DOJ announces it has arrested a U.S. Special Forces soldier who took part in the raid that captured Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro after the soldier allegedly pocketed $400,000 by betting more than $30,000 on Maduro's removal on Polymarket. This is like stuff that we used to meme and joke about. My friends and I had a joke in high school that you could become rich if you just bet that somebody was going to streak during the Super Bowl halftime show. And then if you bought a ticket to the Super Bowl halftime show and streaked, there was this whole meme where it's like, you know, the fine for streaking at the Super Bowl halftime show is $5,000 and a week in jail, but the return on betting markets will be millions of dollars. We used to always make this joke. Obviously, we're not actually going to do that. It was just like a dumb math joke or whatever. This is what's actually happening now, though. Soldiers are weighing the risk and reward and saying, I am willing to bet tens of thousands of dollars, make hundreds of thousands of dollars, and go to jail for this level of corruption. The DOJ released a statement. They said, as alleged in the indictment unsealed today in a Manhattan federal court, and by the way, really quickly, make sure you drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed to help boost our pro-democracy message. I will be on CNN tonight with Laura Coates at about 11:30 p.m. Eastern. If you want to be there, check it out. Subscribe. If not, and I'll post it tomorrow. Thank you. So it says, Van Dyke has been an active duty soldier in the U.S. Army, stationed at Fort Bragg, a military base located in North Carolina. In connection with his work, Van Dyke signed non-disclosure agreements in which he promised to, quote, never divulge, publish, or reveal by writing, words, conduct, or otherwise, any classified or sensitive information relating to military operations. Starting around December 8th and continuing through at least January 6th, Van Dyke was involved in the planning and execution of Operation Absolute Resolve, a military operation to capture Maduro, and he had access to sensitive, non-public classified information. In 2025, Poly Market, a prediction marketplace opened by Blockratize, began offering binary event contracts related to whether certain events involving Venezuela and/or Maduro would or would not occur. Those event contracts included the future likelihood of, quote, U.S. forces in Venezuela by X date, Y date, Z date, you know, the future likelihood of Maduro being, quote, out or removed from power by X date, Y date, Z date, or the future likelihood of U.S. invading Venezuela on or before the specific date of January 31st, and the future likelihood of President Trump invoking war powers against Venezuela. So all of these markets were created, and as alleged, on or about December 26th of 2025, Van Dyke created a Polymarket account, funded it, and began trading on Maduro and Venezuela-related markets. In total, Van Dyke made approximately 13 bets from December 27th, 2025, through the evening of January 2nd, 2026. Those bets, number one, all took place during the planning of the operation, Absolute Resolve. Number two, those bets all took the yes position. On U.S. forces in Venezuela, he said yes. Maduro out by January 31st, he said yes. Will the U.S. invade Venezuela by January 31st? He said yes. Van Dyke bet in a total of approximately $33,034 on these outcomes while in possession of classified, non-public information about Operation Absolute Resolve. In the pre-dawn hours of January 3rd, 2026, U.S. Special Forces apprehended Maduro and his wife in Caracas, Venezuela. Hours later, the president announced it. Following the president's public announcement, Polymarket resolved those, and as a result, Van Dyke won his wagers on those contracts. In total, this active service duty member profited $409,000. $409,000 from pure, raw military corruption. Now, let's hear what Donald Trump had to say when he was asked about people placing bets on the Iran conflict. This question was asked before we got this article, coincidentally enough. It's kind of weird, right, that he got asked this right before. But this is asked about Iran. It turns out it was Venezuela that actually had insider trading. I wouldn't be surprised if Iran does as well. Take a listen.
If he bet against his team, that would be no good, but he bet on his own team. I'll look into it. Yeah.
There are also bets, though, that are being placed as well on the Iran conflict, too, and there have been some trackings where people suspect that there's insider trading happening on these prediction markets around the war. Are you concerned?
Well, you know, the whole world, unfortunately, has become somewhat of a casino. And you look at what's going on all over the world, in Europe and every place, they're doing these betting things. I was never much in favor of it. I don't like it conceptually, but it is what it is. No, I think that I'm not happy with any of that stuff, but they have all these different sites. They have predictive markets. It's a crazy world. Well, it's much different.
He just said it is what it is in regards to insider trading from his administration on prediction markets. He says, I don't like it conceptually. It is what it is. Now, he gets asked the very specific question, are you concerned that people are insider trading? Are you concerned about this? And he doesn't even really answer the core question. He says, it is what it is. I don't like it conceptually. He's essentially conceding to the idea that there are people doing this. He even says at one point in this clip, I don't like it, but it happens. So you're just conceding that this happens? I want to show you perhaps the even more weird moment. Now, J.D. Vance almost gets cut off when he's saying this, so you'll have to listen closely in this clip. But J.D. Vance makes a bizarre comment to a journalist following speculation of insider trading at the White House. Quote, let Marco make his Polymarket bet on that first. And it's a question about FIFA and which countries will participate. Dude, J.D. Vance is making jokes about insider trading on Polymarket markets while it's actually happening from our military? You're joking here. You've got to be joking.
I ask you a FIFA question, sir. What do you think of this idea of replacing Iran with Italy in the World Cup?
I don't think about it too much. Okay. That's an interesting question. Let me give it. You know what? Let me give it that a little thought. That's a very, is that what they're doing? They're thinking about replacing Iran?
Apparently it's a proposal.
Let Marco make his polymer.
Marco, could you make a statement on that, please? What do you think of?
There's nothing from the U.S. has told them they can't come. I mean, the problem with Iran, it would be...
I don't know if you guys heard that, but right before it gets kicked over to Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance says, let Marco make his polymarket bet on that first. You know, my imagination running wild tells me that there might be a little bit of a feud developing between the two men standing behind Trump's left shoulder, Marco Rubio, and his right shoulder, J.D. Vance. These two men are likely going to be the front runners in the 2028 presidential election. That's what my instinct says. I think that, you know, most Republicans can realize J.D. Vance does not have the aura. And you and I disagree with Marco Rubio on a lot, but I think most people that are watching this would be able to admit Marco Rubio is just a better political operator than J.D. Vance. So these two men are beefing. J.D. Vance goes, let Marco make his poly market bet first. I'm going to play it one more time so you can hear.
Let me give it, you know what? Let me give it that a little thought. That's a very, is that what they're doing? They're thinking about replacing Iran?
Apparently it's a proposal.
Let Marco make his polymer.
Marco, could you make a statement on that, please? What do you think of?
There's nothing from the U.S. has told them they can't come. I mean, the problem with Iran, it would...
Not to be a buzzkill or like a stick in the mud, I just don't find jokes about insider trading funny when we're now dealing with a very real situation of a U.S. soldier abusing his position of classified data to spread this. I'm going to leave it there. I've got a lot of events to go to tonight, some parties before the CNN hit, so having you guys here with me means the world. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe. I love all of you, and peace out.